Blaze of intolerance, Jaguar boss lashes out at critics of ad featuring crossdresser instead of cars. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 25, 2024. Jaguar's managing director responded to the backlash the company received over its new advertisement featuring androgynous models but not a single car, saying the ad was bold and never intended to be woke. Adding that the company's message was lost in a blaze of intolerance by critics on social media. If we play in the same way that everybody else does, we'll just get drowned out. So we shouldn't turn up like an auto brand, Jaguar managing director Rodden Glover told Financial Times. We need to re-establish our brand and at a completely different price point, so we need to act differently. We wanted to move away from traditional automotive stereotypes, Glover added. The Jaguar executive went on to defend the promotional video as bold, adding that the backlash the company received online was a result of a blaze of intolerance. Glover also claimed that the Jaguar advertisement was never intended to be a woke statement, adding that he was disappointed by the level of vile hatred and intolerance in the comments section of the ad. This is not a depiction of how we think our future customers are, Glover said. We don't want to necessarily leave all of our customers behind. But we do need to attract a new customer base. As Breitbart News reported, last week, Jaguar was slammed and dubbed Bud Light 2.0 on social media after the company released a new promotional video featuring only androgynous individuals clad in bizarre attire that would hardly fit in at a fashion show. The advertisement also failed to showcase even one single vehicle from the luxury car company. Watch below. Social media users took to the comments section to roast Jaguar over its new ad, with some reminding the company that President-elect Donald Trump's landslide victory in the 2024 election, which included winning the popular vote, is a sign that the American people are vying to see the era of wokeness come to an end. Amid the criticism, Elon Musk also chimed in, asking Jaguar, "Do you sell cars?" Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.